This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hunter Biden's at the courthouse in Delaware as his gun trial continues. The AP's Jennifer King reports on the jurors who are hearing this case, in which Hunter Biden is charged with three felonies stemming from a 2018 firearm purchase when he was addicted to drugs, according to his memoir.
Some prospective jurors were dismissed because they knew the Biden family personally. One who was sent home said she didn't know whether she could be impartial because of the opinion she had formed about Hunter Biden based on media reports. Another dismissed juror said it seems like politics is playing a big role in who gets charged with what and when. Jurors include a woman whose sister was convicted on credit card fraud and drug charges, a man whose father was killed in a crime involving a gun, and a woman married to a former law enforcement officer. I'm Jennifer King.
Millions of Americans will be suffering in the ferocious heat in the next few days. The AP's Donna Warder.
It's the first heat wave of the season, and National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says California, Arizona, and Nevada will be getting the worst of it.
Really starts picking up today, but then really peaks in that Wednesday to Friday time frame across the West. And we're looking at high temperatures, you know, well in the 90s and 100s, well above average for the time of year.
On Monday, the high in Phoenix already was 103 degrees Fahrenheit and 105 degrees in Needles, California. But Chouinard says there will be some relief in a few days. I'm Donna Warder.
A 3-year-old boy stabbed in a grocery store parking lot in a Cleveland, Ohio suburb has died. Police believe this was a random attack. A woman is in custody. China's spacecraft is coming back to Earth. Beijing says it rolled out the country's red and gold flag on the far side of the moon before lifting off. It's carrying rock and soil samples back to Earth. This is AP News. Police have been guarding entrances to Tiananmen Square.
Hong Kong police have taken at least two people off the streets in an effort to prevent any public remembrance of China's bloody crackdown on pro-democracy protests on Beijing's Tiananmen Square 35 years ago. In one instance, police prevent a man from standing with placards and take him away in a police van. The AP asks some citizens their view of the anniversary. Keith Law says, "What do I feel? It's very different to before. There are many people who behave like nothing's happened, me included. China has long quashed any memory of the killings when the government ordered in the army to end the months-long protest and uphold communist rule. The death toll remains unknown to this day. Hong Kong remains quiet with a heavy police presence on this Tiananmen anniversary." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.